Smartcast. Now, that may sound really, really generic, and that's because I can't think of anything original, and I simply just came up with this off the top of my head, and blah, 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 blah. I'm stalling. So, I have a friend who has a podcast over at coffeeshoptalkingpoints.tumblr.com. She has a podcast that you can find on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search in the search bar Coffee Shop Talking Points. Her name is Caitlin, and she's quite the articulate person. If you'd like to go and download her podcast for free, please do so. Now, speaking of her Tumblr and speaking of her podcast, I decided actually to make this podcast as a direct result of what she had on her podcast. She was talking about post-colonialism, and personally, I don't care about post-colonialism. It's just something I never quite got into. So, there's a dog in the other room, and it's annoying me. But I recently submitted a topic to her Tumblr for her to discuss on her podcast about morals. And the origin of morals and this and the other. And this actually came from an argument or a debate rather that I had on Facebook with a friend of mine named Adam. He's got a very existential look at it, and I essentially, let me see if I can find the post. He said in order to contemplate the origin of morality, we have to, you know, think about God, and we have to consider that there may be a God. And personally, I don't believe that we have to. I feel as if moral debates and religious debates can stand separately. It doesn't make sense to people to go and, you know, make a freaking debate of morals based on religion. It's like church and state. You don't make laws based on church laws, and you don't make church laws based on, you know, societal laws. And when you sit here and say, oh, well, religion dictates morals, no, they do not. Most of my morals come from my experience with life, and definitely not about religion. I'm a Buddhist, so I have a little bit more of a holistic take on the life. I don't say, oh, well, Jesus is this, and Jesus and God and everything's okay. And I actually got approached by a woman today at work, who said, I really find it interesting that God promises everlasting life, and that's really why I follow Christianity as much as I follow it. And I thought that was very interesting. I thought it was really interesting that she'd say something like that. And so I talked to her and I said, listen, I really have a problem with faith without proof. And we just sat here and talked for a while. And I'm a Buddhist. I'm a happy Buddhist. I don't plan to change anytime soon. But at the same time, I can realize that a lot of Abrahamic religions are crap. And a lot of times people will give the religions, credit for morality. And I say that's crap because not only the golden rule is not religious in any context. Let me take that back. The golden rule is inherently not in any type of religious context. Do unto others as you wish done unto you. Or simply shortened, don't be a dick. but if I look this up real quick, golden rule in other religions. The golden rule appears not only in Christianity, it also appears in Confucianism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, Taoism, Zoroastrianism, all of these, they all have a version of the golden rule. In Christianity, Matthew 7:1, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye so to them, for this is the law of the prophets, or for this is the law and the prophets. In Buddhism, in the Udunavarga, which is a very powerful piece of text, hurt not others in the ways that you yourself would find hurtful. In Zoroastrianism, which is a very cool religion, you should look into it. In Dagestan Edenik 94.5, That nature alone is good, which refrains from doing another whatsoever, is not good for itself. And a lot of these religions existed before Christianity did. So to imply that the Christian way of life is this moralistic, this insanely moralistic lifestyle, and essentially saying that it's the origin of these things, considering God into morals, you know, you got to take into account, you know, all religion, not just one, not just God, but rather you need to take into account that morals aren't defined by religion, morals are defined by people, and that taking into effect that the Bible was written by people and not by, you know, the mythical the Sky Daddy and Sky Sun, whatever. I know that's a little slanderous, but I'm going with it. To take into account that those things are not actually connected. You know, people write it, so they instill their own morals. And one person said, you know what, I don't like homosexuals. So he's told a story about homosexuals and how it's a sin to sleep with another man. Now, the interesting thing I see in the Bible about homosexuality, and when I talk to people, is like, Jesus said homosexuals are sin. No, Jesus said nothing of the sort. The Bible did, but even in the supposed speaking of Jesus, Jesus said nothing, not a single word. So, implying that the Bible or religious texts are the origin of morals, I think is complete bullshit. Let me know what you think. I will leave a link to my Tumblr, Zed the Hylian, ZedTheHylian.tumblr.com. If you'd like to submit a question, I'll have to make a questionnaire thing available. I think that Caitlin has pretty much set a template that I'm going to follow. So, all right. Enjoy, and I will see you guys next time.